Welcome to the second installment of Talking with Dr. Carolina, sharing our stories. I'm excited today that I have with us Raji Gupta, who really has an interesting story. And I'm excited to have you with us today, Raji. And Raji, please tell our listeners something about you as a person.
Thank you, Dr. Carolina, and good morning to you, and good morning to all those who are listening. And, you know, I just want to wish everyone to be safe and protect themselves, and, you know, during this one of the worst public health crises.
Raji, you have a great background as an engineer. You have a great background with unions. Tell us something about how you came to this country, and tell us something about how you got your education and came to the point that you're at.
Yes, I am an engineer, and I'm a civil engineer and environmental engineer. And I came to this country, and you know, I always wanted to be here and you know, work in big companies, you know, do the best. And this is a country of a beacon of democracy, freedom, fairness, and so I said, look, you know, I am from one of the oldest democracy to one of the, you know, largest democracy. So,
tell us about where you're from.
I am from India, and I am from the southern part of India, Bangalore. I graduated with engineering, and I came here. Then I fell in love with, you know, my sweetheart, my wife. She happened to be living in Staten Island. So I used to live in Brooklyn Avenue U. So when I saw her and, you know, fell in love, so that's when I took the boat. I said, this is a beautiful place, you know, this journey from Manhattan to here. And she lives in Mariners Harbor, Van Name Avenue. Her parents live there. So that's where we bought the house, right across. And many of my friends said, why you're living there? I said, that's where people need me, you know. I started working in 1997. I was the first Asian American elected, one of the first South Asian American elected to the largest union, engineers union, one of the largest union in this country.
Interesting. Tell us more about that experience.
Local 375, mm-hmm. Civil Service Technical Guild, which had 8,500 members. Our members design everything in this great city. The bridges, the tunnels, the roads, the infrastructure, everything you see and you enjoy, and you know, and engineers, architects, planners, designers, chemists, the members go from here all the way up to Albany. They are in the water, wastewater treatment plants, you know, water control, fresh water, you know. So I am very humbled and, you know, and happy God has given me a chance to do something.
Well, being a part of the water board myself, I know just how important water is to every aspect,
yes,
and facet of life for everyone.
Absolutely.
In the world, quite
absolutely
frankly. But your background is even more specific, because as a civil engineer, you do some specific things.
Yes.
Tell us something about some of the things that you've done.
Well, I always wanted to work for DEP, Department of Environmental Protection. I care about environment, and I started in DEP as a design engineer. And, you know, I worked for a while. Then the city wanted to start a new agency. It's like a consulting agency for the entire New York City. That's when Department of Design and Construction took birth. So I was one of the founding members, so to speak.
Wow.
I started from day one, 96. And when I moved from DEP to DDC, I started as a design engineer. Then I moved to project management. I worked almost 27 plus years. I retired as the deputy director, South Queens Project Management, which oversees the entire South Queens, the roadway and infrastructure, the water, sewer, everything.
What would you say is one of the most challenging aspects of this whole development component of the city of New York?
one of the most challenging, one of the most interesting, one of the most complicated thing in New York City, our infrastructure is, if you cut open your hand, you see it's so complicated. There's so many nerves, so many bone, and there are so many things. Our infrastructure, if you just open a section of our infrastructure, a ground, so to speak, it is so complicated. We have all kind of cables running around. The sewer pipes, water main pipes, everything. It's such a complex. And it's one of the greatest city in the world. And we have such a talented group here. But unfortunately, everything which were designed hundreds of years back, they're all falling apart. It's crumbling. It's so, I mean, it's so sad that as a vice president of the largest union, which oversees the entire city, I had the privilege of looking into the infrastructure. And I was happy we have this, but I was sad, but we are not taking care of it. Mm-hmm. Every week or every few days, there is a water main break.
Mm-hmm. You're right, absolutely.
Yeah, and it blocks everything. And Staten Island, the transportation, we are a transportation desert. God forbid if you are on BQE, a small fender bender, that's all you need. You are stuck for hours. And what does that do? It creates pollution, all the cars and trucks idling. So we have created our own nightmare. And we can solve this nightmare. It is because we are engineers. The city has engineers, doctors, all kind of best people in the world. We go out to Dubai to design mile tall buildings. We can do it right here.
You also have some extraordinary personal accomplishments, your children. Would you like to talk to us about
Yes,
that?
I've been blessed, Dr. Carolina. My first son is an attorney, and my second one going to be a doctor. And my wife, she dedicated her life. She don't want any other job than helping mentally disabled children. She works for cerebral palsy. Yeah. She is so determined. She don't want anything. So, and I have good friends like you and everyone. We care about each other. We want to fight for what is right. What's happening at the present time is, look, we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But it's been promised, but nothing has been delivered.
Well, I'm glad you raised that point, because given the nature and context of the time in which we live, the George Floyd, Eric Gardner, and yeah. I mean, we can go on, Tamir Rice, and name numerous names of, in particularly, African-American men and women, but people of color in general, yes, who have not really been afforded their opportunities, you being a man of color.
Yes,
Have you met with any challenges along your professional journey? Yeah. Maybe you could, if so, explain that and talk to us about that reality.
I'm glad you asked that question. I've gone through a number of things. You know, I broke the glass ceiling when I was elected as the first vice president. And then they asked me in Staten Island, Raj, why don't you come and do something in Staten Island? You're doing so many things in the citywide. I said, yes, I am coming. And I care about education. My good friend, Carl McCall, when he ran for governor, I was in the campaign. And he often used to say that his grandmother, he used to quote his grandmother. His grandmother used to say that, I quote, that education is like a sledgehammer. It can break everything, break all the barriers. So, and you know, education is important. So I said, I want to do something in education. So I got involved in the education system in Staten Island. And I became a vice president of the Community Education Council. Then I became the president. So, I mean, look, I broke the glass ceiling again. Being elected as a Community Education Council president, 31. So there were glass ceiling all along. We keep on breaking them. We keep on moving forward, because everyone, God has given every single human being on planet Earth something good in him. We got to look at the good instead of picking the bad thing and embrace each other.
So with regard to this idea of community service, everyone having something to do, and even with regard to the point of breaking the glass ceiling, it's my understanding that you have an interest in running for yet another post related to both Staten Island and Southern Brooklyn.
Yes, yes. So you're coming to the point, and I've been compelled to run for this election for New York State Senate. My district includes north and east shores of Staten Island and South Brooklyn. South Brooklyn, we have Dykerites, Bensoners, Gravesend, Coney Island, Brighton Beach, and Sunset Park. So it's a huge district stretching all the way from Gothel's Bridge, going all the way up to Brooklyn. It is comprised of people of all ethnicity, all languages, all colors. So I am so much wanted to do something, because we have been promised for decades. Nothing has been delivered. So I believe that politicians are like diapers, you know.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Need constant changing. You know, some wise men said politicians are like diapers. Mm-hmm. We got to change them often. Mm-hmm. You don't let them in comfort zone. Once they're in comfort zone, they forget who elected them.
So what new perspective will you bring if you achieve and succeed in securing the post of state senate?
I would first and foremost, there are a lot of our young people. They're on the street. They're crying for change, Reverend. They're crying for change. They want change. And change happens with young people. When they take the streets, they do it. The time is right. And I want them to take their anger, frustration on the ballot box and take those incumbents who have been there doing nothing. Bring them back home. Give a new voice, new person a chance to do the thing. I want to do Safer New York Act. Mm-hmm. I will co-sponsor. I will support that. This is a bill. It's in the Senate. And I will support and co-sponsor New York Health Act. Mm-hmm. And I am excited to go there and co-sponsor and support the public financing of elections in New York State. What does that mean? New York City has campaign financing. When you want to run, it will open the door for everyone. Anyone who wants to do, who wants to fight, can run for office. And you collect $1, they're going to give you. When I ran for city council, it was $6. Now I think it's $8 or $9. So why don't we do that in New York State? Public campaign finance reform that will take away all these big and greedy corporations and lobbies buying all the elected ones. Mm-hmm. It will make things easier. So I support that. I support term limits. Mm-hmm. Term limits are important. City council has term limit. Why not our state? Okay, whether we want to do 2 terms or 3 terms, that is debatable. But there should be term limit. I support that. We don't have a public hospital in Staten Island. For God's sake, we have one of the worst public health crises in this city and country. And majority of the colored people dying because of that. And we do not have a public hospital. And I will fight tooth and nail to have a fully pledged public hospital, not a healthcare center. We don't need healthcare center. We want an hospital with beds, mm-hmm, to accommodate emergency, you know, unit. So I support that. And I support minority and women-based enterprise, small business enterprise, mm-hmm, MWBE, mm-hmm, and give them the resources so that they can try and do. You don't need Chinese to send us masks. You don't need Chinese companies to send us PPEs right in Staten Island, right in South Brooklyn. We can create these jobs. They can manufacture it right in our own borough and Brooklyn.
Well, what I tell you, you've certainly articulated a wonderful platform and sledge, and I hope you and trust that you'll do well. And I mean, a very meaningful perspectives. Is there any additional thing you'd like to just share with our listeners about who you are?
Well, I am an engineer, and I am a 60, I'm going to be 62 soon. Mm-hmm. And I worked 30 years as an engineer, and I have served in the community board as community board one, as a transportation and waterfront committee chairman. And I, as an education council president, union vice president, district council 37, and central labor council delegate for 8-10 years.
So before we leave and wrap up, if you could just share with the listeners one central part of you as an individual, as a human being, if you could sum that up in a, I know that's asking a lot, but if you could sum that up in a word, what would that be? Who you are as an individual?
I am. It's a great question, and also it's a tough question. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very easy to give an answer. You know, I am someone who believes in karma, who believes that we all have to do something and shake each other's hand, embrace each other, love each other, share everything we have, and create an atmosphere where future generation can live happily and, you know, raise their children and thank their parents and foreparents. Yes, they did good to us. They left a beautiful country and, you know, a safe country. And I don't want any of the people of color walking the street scared. Mm-hmm. I want to see that day that, you know, everyone should be treated equally. It's not only economic equality, but also racial equality. Yeah. We deserve that. Our children deserve that. And that's the kind of man I am. I when I say I'm going to do something, I will do it. In the union movement, they used to call me Mr. G. He's a straight shooter. And I don't take money from lobbyists and greedy corporation. I have pledged not to take money. And I want to go to Albany, do my job, I have a mandate, and come back, create that job for others.
Well, Raji Gautta, thank you, Mr. G. We appreciate your time, and certainly thank you for sharing with us a part of who you are. This again is Dr. Carolina, and listen, I'll be around to interview you soon. Thank you.